This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, 27th July 2026. Let's get to the top stories. A clear and warm night is unfolding across major cities in Israel. Tel Aviv and Jerusalem are enjoying mild weather, making it a pleasant night to be out. Now, here are today's headlines. First, security officials warn that a stabilization force entering Gaza will limit the IDF and strengthen Hamas, according to Walla just in. Also, Prime Minister Netanyahu is set for a lightning visit to Washington for discussions with President Trump about Iran, reports Israel Hayom from earlier today. Also this hour, Netanyahu accuses New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani of making Jews less safe. Reports Forward from earlier today. Separately, a former Hamas hostage shares their harrowing story of captivity in Gaza, as reported by I-24 News earlier today. And finally, a 67-year-old woman faces charges for offensive language at a Bondi massacre site, notes the Australian Jewish News from earlier reporting. Here's what people are saying online. Ihab Hassan reports just minutes ago that Israeli settlers attacked the Palestinian village of Beita, setting trucks on fire. Batya Ungav Sargon posted earlier today that Zohran Mamdani has declared war on Jews, expressing concern over his statements. Ahmed Fuad Al-Khatib noted earlier today that Hamas has been detrimental to Palestinian interests, highlighting their unpopularity in Gaza. Now for more on those stories. Starting with the situation in Gaza, Walla reports that the cabinet has approved immunity for an international stabilization force entering the strip. Security officials warn this may strengthen Hamas while limiting IDF operations. The decision comes amid ongoing concerns about regional stability. Turning to Netanyahu's urgent visit to Washington, according to Israel Hayom, he aims to discuss Iran's activities with President Trump during this trip. This follows recent tensions and underscores the importance of U.S.-Israel relations in addressing regional threats. Meanwhile, the accusation against New York City Mayor Zohran Mamdani by Netanyahu draws attention in the foreword. The Prime Minister claims Mamdani's rhetoric endangers Jewish communities. This highlights the international impact of local politics on diaspora safety. Separately, a former Hamas hostage shares their story of October 7th captivity. As reported by I-24 News, the account reveals the dire conditions and psychological toll of being held in Gaza. Such narratives underscore the human cost of ongoing conflicts in the region. Finally, the Australian Jewish News covers the case of a woman charged with anti-Semitic abuse at Bondi. This incident raises concerns about rising anti-Semitism and its impact on communities worldwide. On the economic front, first, an OpenAI incident fuels calls for a government kill switch for AI models, with the White House now paying attention, reports CTEC. Separately, crime organizations are targeting government tenders worth 300 billion shekels, as revealed in a Walla Business Conference report. And finally, Glow raises 18 million at a $1.2 billion valuation, expanding its security operations in Israel, notes Globes. That's all for now from Israel 18 News. Join us again at 4 a.m. for the latest. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.